Good morning, beloved. Again, thank you for inviting me into your homes as we begin our Tuesday morning together in God's Word. Today, we're in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 15. Here, Paul gives instructions on how and for whom to pray, including praying for kings and all others who are in authority. According to Paul, it was important for Christians to show respect to authorities so that they could avoid trouble. In this way, they could hope to gain respect for their beliefs, gain new members, and lessen the risk of being persecuted. And God's saving word for us as we continue this week is encouragement. So let's begin reading 1 Timothy chapter 2 at verse 1. First of all, then, I urge that petitions, prayers, and requests and thanksgivings be offered to God for all people, for kings and all others who are in authority, that we may live a quiet and peaceful life with all reverence toward God with proper conduct. This is good, and it pleases God our Savior, who wants everyone to be saved and to come to know the truth. For there is one God, and there is one who brings God and human beings together, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself to redeem the whole human race. That was the proof at the right time that God wants everyone to be saved. And that is why I was sent as an apostle and teacher of the Gentiles to proclaim the message of faith and truth. I am not lying. I am telling the truth. In every church service, I want the men to pray. Men are dedicated to God and can lift up their hands in prayer without anger or argument. I also want the women to be modest and sensible of their clothes and to dress properly, not with fancy hairstyles or with gold ornaments or pearls or expensive dresses, but with good deeds. It is proper for women who claim to be religious. Women should learn in silence and in all humility. I do not allow them to teach or to have authority over men. They must keep quiet. For Adam was created first, and then Eve. And it was not Adam who was deceived. It was the woman who was deceived and broke God's law. But a woman will be saved through having children if she perseveres in faith and love and holiness with modesty. And today's key verse is 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 5 and 6, where Paul writes, "For there is one God, and there is one who brings God and human beings together, the man Jesus Christ, who gave himself to redeem the whole human race." You know, it's interesting that the Apostle Paul is dealing with a very unique situation where Christianity is just barely being presented to the world. And of course, there are lots of religions out there. There are religions that are based on war. There are religions that are based on works. But this one was interesting in that it was a relationship with God that was based on faith. And as such, Paul wanted us to have a special concern for those who would rule over us, the kings and magistrates and people like that, so that God could give us favor in their sight and we could live lives that allowed us the freedom to glorify Jesus in all the things that we do. That's right. Even back then, it was difficult for the world to see and experience the peace that God had for his children to live. But if we would submit ourselves to God and submit ourselves as we lift up those who are in authority over us, then that authority that they had over us would result in peaceable, and quiet lives that would glorify Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Gracious God, this day I pray for all those who hold positions of authority in our country. Grant them your wisdom, O God, and guide their decisions. Amen. Well, that brings our Tuesday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be in 1 Timothy chapter 3, where the Apostle Paul gives instructions for church leaders and helpers. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.